The Steve Gruber Show. American values with Midwestern common sense.
Welcome back to it. A lot of discussion about race these days when it comes to politics in South Carolina. Black voters propelling Hillary Clinton to a big victory over the weekend in the South Carolina primary. But I have never seen so much vitriol and hate coming out of one of the Bernie Sanders supporters on places like Reddit. They're just ugly, angry. About the black voters supporting Hillary. It's a little rough. And then, of course, you got Donald Trump being linked to David Duke, which is bizarre and a farce, I believe. David Duke hasn't been in the news since 1993. But here to join me to talk more about this is Lisa Durden, African-American pop culture political commentator and civil rights advocate. Lisa, you've been on this program before. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I have a question for you, though. We have to clear something up from the last time you were here.
Yes.
You may or may not recall, but the last time you were here, we were talking about symbols of people like Woodrow Wilson and different statues and so forth that maybe should not be removed from campuses because they were, I don't know, reinforcing the idea of racism and so forth and slavery and so forth. But you made the comment here on the program that Abraham Lincoln had owned slaves. So I've been confused about that ever since. I was a little flabbergasted by it, but you said that here on the program, and you must have been mistaken.
You're confused that Abraham Lincoln owned slaves? We're not.
Who's not?
Black folks. We know our history. Abraham Lincoln owned slaves, and don't be confused. Abraham Lincoln also freed the slaves, not because he loved slaves, he loved black folks. Listen, he loved black folks. He freed the slaves because he wanted to win the Civil War, and he needed more bodies. He didn't do it. Oh, there it was, right there.
Abraham Lincoln didn't own any slaves, Lisa. I mean, there's no historical record for that.
Okay, so you want to tell me there's no historical record of slavery back when we didn't have good records, and then I'm supposed to go with what you just said because you don't have any records. So we like paperwork, don't we?
Well, we've got copies of speeches from the 1830s, the 1840s, mm-hmm. the 1850s, mm-hmm. and when president, when he released... with the Emancipation Proclamation, brought slavery to an end after 80 years in America. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're the first person, the only person I've ever heard that had the notion that Abraham Lincoln owned slaves.
Okay, well then you heard it here first.
All right, so what is your...
You don't
own
any black.
Well, I'm going to say it's absurd, but what is the foundation?
I'm not going to debate with you about something you want me to present paperwork from that happened 400 years ago or so, because that means... We're going to just have a circular conversation that will end nowhere. I'm making a definitive statement. Abraham Lincoln owned slaves. That's it. Now, if you want me to prove that, then we'll be on here until I get old and die. Because no, it's hard to prove stuff where there's no documentation that you would be satisfied with.
I don't think there's any documentation anybody would be satisfied with.
Blacks are fine. No, you mean white? We're fine with it. We know the facts. All blacks, keep straight, all blacks understand. We know.
You know that.
So
all black people know something that.
Yes, one more 7 minutes.
I'm confused.
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I said, is there any source for it? I mean, any document, anything you can point to, anything.
With black folks, that's the guy with it is. Wait, what'd you say? I'm sorry.
I said, Lisa, is there anything you can point to? You said, black folks know that Abraham Lincoln's owned slaves. Is there any source you can anything you can point to give us any?
Yeah, the source is Lisa, Lincoln owned slaves.
Okay.
This will be a never-ending conversation. We'll never get to the Oscars.
Well, right, but because there's no foundation for it. Okay, so to the Oscars, and there's no historical basis for it, but so be it. All right, so the movie industry is a straight white boys club, according to you and others. Tell me about that.
A white boys club?
Yeah, that's... Are the Oscars racist? Lisa, are the Oscars racist?
Yeah, if you got to ask me that. Wow, of course it's racist. Absolutely. Where did you see that? Every year they take a photo of all of the Oscars, of all the nominees. Did you see that photo? It was very telling. They're all white. You see that gigantic photo of all the nominees? Did you see that photo?
Yes, ma'am.
Photo.
All right.
Okay,
so
where are people of color of any color? Where are the people of color? Latinos, African Americans, Native Americans, you know, anybody of color, Asians, where are they? Yes, all white. That ain't right.
So what do you think should be, you think there's systemic racism in Hollywood that something should be done about this? I mean,
Well, there's systemic racism in the United States of America and really around the nation.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll just stick with America. No, I don't think in a blink of an eye and in some monologue that Chris Rock does is going to just all of a sudden dissipate. What I think specifically to the Hollywood issue and the racism that is obviously apparent through the Oscars, they need to do what they're planning on doing, which is kind of diversify the committee. And then what they also need to do is really mean it. So now all of these films that are coming out hire people of color to be writers and directors. Don't get me in the direction, just tell me. And then you also need to make sure that we have production companies producing our films, and you greenlight those films that are done by people of color, not just African-American people, but people of color in general.
Mm-hmm.
So once you have more films coming through there, if you've got, it's a numbers game too. If you got 50 films for the year from white and then one or two black films, even though they blew up, then it's going to be hard for them to see the option. So if you've got an equal number or close to an equal number of films of people of color coming through there, then the committee can see the array of different films from people of color. You can see the array of different directors hired to direct films of color or not. You know, and you can be able to, you know, do those kinds of things and elect those kinds of people.
So you think we need more? Yeah. So should people be nominated solely on their? Should they be nominated on their ability and their merits, or how should people be nominated?
Well, of course. So let's be real clear. Some real bad white films over the 88 years of the Oscars have been nominated.
Well, I'm not talking about 88 years. I'm talking,
I'm saying this question is being asked when we're going to be nominated. Well, of course, we don't want anybody nominated who's terrible, but plenty of white folks who've been nominated were terrible. Bad white actors, bad white directors, bad white writers, bad white movies, and some were good. So every white person that has ever won was not necessarily deserving of it. So we can't ask that question now because blacks want to be nominated too, or people of color. Or we want to just give them. We don't want to be given anything. We want to be nominated, equal to whites, up against the competition, just like they're being nominated. That's all. And now let the best person win. Don't ask that question now because we're making an argument that we're not being nominated at all. So you're telling me no black film that went out was better than any of the white films? Come on.
Okay, hold that thought right there, Lisa. I'm gonna let you take a break for a second, sort out your business
right
there.
Take a break. Oh, God, my voice is going. No problem.
You'll be fine. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be right back. The phone number is 888-900-9966. I know you're itching. 888-900-9966. Check it out.